The Defense Department is asking contractors to invest more of their revenues in research and development. Right now, the industry average hovers at about 4%. Now, DoD officials are calling on the industry to shift focus toward R&D and make it a higher priority. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni has more.
The Defense Department plans on spending about $75 billion on research and development in fiscal 2016. That money will go toward advancing new technologies, cultivating older ones, updating legacy systems, and much more. But when it comes to investing in future capabilities, the DoD feels like it's doing all the heavy lifting. DoD's Undersecretary for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology, Frank Kendall, recently said he wanted industry to put more money into research and development. His remarks came during the Reagan National Defense Forum in Simi Valley, California.
I would like industry to make greater investments. Industry's doing a lot of stock buybacks, which I think I understand why they're doing it. That improves some financial metrics and so on. There are other reasons to do it. But I think a better investment for the long term is in technology for future products.
Stock buybacks are when a company buys shares from its customers. Since there are less shares available on the market, the demand is higher, making the price of the stock even higher. This is a tactic businesses use to make shareholders happier, especially in times of uncertainty. And lately, budget certainty hasn't been very prevalent for companies who sell to the government. Sequestration already cut the budget once, plus there was a government shutdown that year too. Congress is currently in a continuing resolution halting all New START programs for 2016, and the nation has almost hit the debt limit, twice. Despite the uncertainty, businesses need new products and upgrades to stay relevant in the defense market. But defense companies aren't independently investing in innovation. During the Defense Forum in California, Northrop Grumman's CEO, Wesley Bush, said his company has been increasing its R&D, but only to 4%. Other defense companies have been following this trend. Boeing spent a little over $3 billion in 2014 on R&D. That translates to about 3.4% of its total revenue. Raytheon spent $500 million in 2014 on R&D, only 2% of its revenue. In fact, a report by the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation found that R&D spending as a share of sales by defense contractors declined by nearly a third between 1999 and 2012. President and Chief Operating Officer of SpaceX, Gwynn Shotwell, has a strong opinion on defense R&D spending. Here she is answering a question from the moderator at the Defense Forum about Northrop Grumman's 4% investment in R&D. The moderator speaks first.
How does 4% sound to you for SpaceX?
Incredibly low. Very low.
And does it surprise you that that the defense establishment has an innovation problem with R&D at that levels?
No, I think it's a huge part of the reason. I think what you need to do is make sure that you're looking at markets broadly. If you are only looking to the military for your market, you're not going to have the capital to go ahead and invest what's necessary to do that. You really have to look at markets broadly.
Compared to companies that don't sell a lot to the government but are in similar markets, defense companies spend very little on R&D. Apple spent about $2 billion alone on R&D in the first quarter of 2015. Samsung spent $13.4 billion on R&D in 2014, and Microsoft spent $10 billion. Remember, this is compared to $500 million by Raytheon and $569 million by Northrop Grumman in the same year. DoD has partly moved to these non-government-focused companies for investment. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has opened an innovation branch out in Silicon Valley. He's also been courting tech companies, trying to take advantage of their innovativeness. But why does innovation matter to DoD anyway? DoD says its technology gap is getting smaller. During the Persian Gulf War, the United States showed immense technological superiority. Kendall says China and Russia took notice and began investing in technology. Now the gap that the United States once had between it and its adversaries isn't as big. Here's Kendall on the issue of budgeting and trying to stay ahead of rivals.
What we're trying to do in the department right now, what we're doing with Bob Work's third offset strategy, what we're doing with Better Buying Power 3.0, what we're doing with the long-range R&D planning activity that Steve Welby, who's here, led, is to identify places where we are going to, I'll call it roll the dice, and gamble some money on concepts that may not work out. I agree we need to do more of that, but we're in a very tight budget environment where we have global deployments that we have to sustain. We have an ongoing fight against in Afghanistan that we're supporting, and an ongoing fight in Iraq and Syria against ISIL, counterterrorism around the world. forward deployments. John just visited a bunch of those, and as well as a number of contingencies we have to be prepared for on a moment's notice. And at the same time, we're trying to invest in our future capabilities and get to the next generation. And we're having a readiness problem in the services because of the cuts we took in 13 that we still haven't recovered from. So all those are competing demands for resources. But the recognition that technological superiority is at risk and probably beyond at risk is questionable, I think, in the future, is why we're talking about all these other things. But at the end of the day, how much we're going to be able to do is going to be a matter of how many resources we can put against into experimentation, into the kinds of higher risk activities that we've been talking about.
The Offset Strategy and Long Range Research and Development Plan are two DoD initiatives to put the United States back on top. The strategies invest in things like cyber and space technologies. Even though DoD says innovation is critically important right now, defense companies still aren't investing in R&D. But the government is giving them money to do R&D. Usually a company innovates with its own money and then sells the new products on the market to succeed or fail. Defense companies don't usually do that. That small percentage they use for R&D is what companies use of their own money. But they use a lot more when the government subsidizes the R&D. Take, for instance, the $800 billion contract with Northrop Grumman for the long-range strike bomber. DoD will pay for all of the R&D for the bomber. Here's Kendall on why.
The defense industry and the defense marketplace is very different than the commercial marketplace. Most customers don't pay you for R&D. In the commercial world, they don't. The government does. We do that because the investments required are very large and they're very long-term before you get a return. We buy, in many cases, very specialized, very complicated, very expensive products that take a long time to develop. And we buy them in an environment in which the assurance that there's going to be sales is kind of limited sometimes, where it's a very political environment. Every program doesn't make it to the market. So we pay for R&D. So a lot of the our total R&D budget in the department is about $65 billion. We spend about $11 or $10 billion of that on science and technology.
The $65 billion was DoD's 2015 R&D budget. Northrop Grumman CEO Wesley Bush says defense companies need that money because the products aren't being used on the commercial market. Here's Bush.
Yes, we are investing collectively, both us and our customers, an enormous amount in advanced technology, but we're doing it for a purpose that we are not going to commercialize. And the moment we begin to commercialize it, that begins to wash away technological superiority. So not all R&D is created equal. And in fact, that part that's not equal, we want on our side. We want it for defense. And I think we have to be careful about the vocabulary that we use because we will end up conveying a very inappropriate message about what we do.
Of course, that doesn't mean the R&D products won't eventually make it to the commercial market down the road. From Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.